Championship man is a first-mass man, of course. Best part of the day, he says, though he doesn't really mean it. All the best parts are gone on him now. The best part of the day, the best part of the week, and the best part of the year. For a while there, he said it'd be grand. They'd play it next back end, and he'd appreciate it all the more. Behind closed doors never appealed to him, but it would still be better than what he is now contemplating. A summer without Sundays. And he's struggling. Not that he'd tell you, of course, because he has always been a brave-faced, best-side-out sort of fellow. But he's heavy in the step now, and on those rare occasions when he musters a smile, it doesn't reach his eyes. What's there to do? Of old, he'd have gone down to the local pitch to watch the club lads training, telling them on the way out that they're going well and you'll take beating this year. And next morning he'd repeat the assertion to a few lads at work, and the observation would beget another one, and the talk would roll along. He filled Monday to Friday with talk of Saturday and Sunday. Not much to fall back on now. Work is gone and it can't be taken online. Not that he'd be the man to take it there anyway. Their Saturday night out dancing is finished, and no amount of Hank Williams CDs can fill the void. One of the lads off the county team rang him. They'd been doing that sort of thing, fair play, and he found him a lawy sort. But there were only so many times they could sigh, "Ah, sure, we'll have to see how it goes, and they can't take any chances, I suppose," before the player said he had to shoot off. He'd a bike session. And Championship man didn't see the irony of being glad to get away from a county player for the very first time in his 59 years on this earth. His daughter zooms from Australia, and they've had a few family quizzes. They threw in a few token GAA questions to keep him happy, and he got them all, except the one about the 11 sets of brothers who played championship for the county since the year 2000. He got 10 of them, though, and they were kind enough to give him the full point for it. And they also didn't make much of the fact that he held up the quiz for a full 40 minutes. He's best on his own, and most nights he takes himself off down the hallway to go through old programmes in the good room, marvelling at the names he'd forgotten, and marvelling even more at those he remembered. Herself knows his moods and indulges his melancholy, but even she was rattled when he told her Tuesday evening that this is shaping up to be a year with four winters. She didn't know what to say. What was there to say? He's barely buying the papers. What would be the point? How many more times can he watch the 82 final, good and all as it was? She cuts his hair every third Saturday evening. He has the lawn at simple stadium standards, the shed walls so white they're a danger to passing traffic, and every stray drop-down, sagging wall and crooked fence solidly repaired in the 43 acres he farms part-time. Every few weeks he calls his great friend from up the country, the man he meets at family weddings. He's married to a cousin. And they wonder if it'll happen at all this year, hoping against hope. One of them saying they were talking to someone who knows the county chairman who hasn't ruled it out fully yet. But they both know they're only fooling themselves. It's over, it's over, it's over, as Micheál O'Hare used to say. The bird has flown the nest. So he gets up at cock crow, though he doesn't need to. Takes a walk out to check the stock, though he doesn't need to do that either. And he makes a big job out of everything, casting faraway glances across the Meiring wall before silently remonstrating with himself for feeling a bit down. It could be worse. Your health is your wealth. And he rambles back down the land again to kill another half an hour with a cup of tea. And before long it'll be lunch. And before much longer it'll be winter again. And he still won't know which way to turn.